basis acheris. That even though here the second dosage ruins this dough, it makes it too sour. But the reason why Rav Meir said the sasa is because it's not a total pagam. There is some gain here. There's gain that you made a whole sourdough. You could use this sourdough to make other dough rise. You could use this whole dough now as yeast. So since there's some gain, we sure what the havamina was, right? Gemara says, maybe it's to me, like Rav Zera says, so Toshma, something more I meant to say right away from the Seifa. Toshma, come and bring your proof, me Seifa. What I meant to say was the proof to Rabbi Yechanon that Rabbi Meir holds its also where the pagam levgam right away. That's from the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Hayayin shenof l'toich adoshim, if wine falls on top of lentils, v'chayim shenof l'toich grisin, or else vinegar from yayin nesach that falls on top of beans, so also it's still its also, even though it gives a bad taste, still its also. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Now, v'hochinam here also the poga mikara. The havamina was again that it came into hot beans. When the wine comes into hot beans, it gives a bad taste. Opligi, and still Rabbi Meir says that it's awesome. This is the proof to Rabbi Yochanan. So Mar says no again. The chitema, maybe you'll tell me hochinami kedishani ula the Rabbi Chaga. Maybe here the case is the way Ula already answered before the Rabbi Chaga wanted to ask him, and he said here we're talking about kishbiach olif soif pogam. So maybe here we're talking about that the wine first came into the cold beans. And when wine comes into cold beans, it gives a good taste. And first later they cooked up the beans that ruined the taste. So again, this price, it could be a case of shavach biyachakach pogam. That's what Rabbi Meir says it's also. But you have no proof to Rabbi Yechanan yet. Rabbi Yechanan is the one that's saying strong that according to Rabbi Meir Shita, even though it's a pagam meikara, as soon as it comes in, it ruins it. Still, that it's also here. You have no proof. Here it could be that first came into cold beans, and by cold beans, it only makes it better. So maybe even the lady cooked it up and it came with gum. Here, Rabbi Meir says it's also. So again, we have no proof. So Mara says, "Umi pligi." Do they argue? Yeah. Umi pligi kishbiach olav say pogam, is it true what you're saying? You want to answer this again the way Ula answered, so it comes out of some achleikus then. In this case where they first put the wine onto cold beans, so it's the shvach, and then they cooked it up with gam, so you're telling me it's some achleikus. Then in this case, true, we understand Rabbi Meir, but you're telling me Rabbi Shimon says it's muta. In the case of pogam, or shovach, v'yachakach pogam becomes muta, Ivoktoni, we learn like this. No fel shel truma tchila. What's going to be your first? The sourdough of truma fell in. And then the sourdough of chulin fell in. So the Brisa said what before? Divrei hakol asa. Everybody holds it's also. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's also over here. The question is why? True, when the truma first fell in, it was l'shvach, it made it taste good. It made it start to rise. But when you throw the second dosage of sourdough chulin, you're ruining it. Now it's too much sour. It's too sour, the dough. If so, this dough now, the first truma becomes now lufgam, and still it says it's muta. We said before it's also according to everybody. So and you want to tell me some machlokes doesn't come out. You see in this brisa clearly that in a case where it's shovach first and then pagam, everybody holds it's also. So where is the machlokes by the grisin? It must be where it fell in right away lufgam. That's when Rabbi Shimon says it's also. And still Rabbi Meir says it's also. And Elash Ramin, here it's a good proof that the pogam mikor machlekes. This Bryce is clearly talking about where when they threw the yainesek into the beans were hot. It was hot beans. That right away it was pogam the beans. Shmamina, so here's a good proof to Rabbi Yechanon that even in the case when the Issa comes in right away to Lufgam, still you have a machlokes. That according to Rabbi Meir, that is also Osa. Pagam Meikara, Rabbi Meir holds it's Osa, and if Shimon holds no, that's also Mutta. So one says, now let's see. Hani Tlosi Bobi Dikotoni Lomuli. And this Bryce, it says three different cases. How come? What do we need? What's the purpose of all these three cases for? Hani Tlosi Bobi Lomuli. Rashi says, Recha means Hecha de Noflu Kechod, when the two sourdoughs of Truma and Chulam fall together. Vashmina Plukta, like, what do we need all these three cases for? So we're also like this. Bishleima Baba de Seifa, the last case, Baba de Seifa, Kamash Malon, Bepoigim, Mikara, Machlaikis. The last case we're saying now is, that's the proof that the machlokes is the poigim mikara. I mean, the last case is by these beans. When the yain falls into the beans, that's the case we're talking about, that it ruins it right away. So even in the case where it ruins it right away, where it's real lufgam, still Rabbi Shimon holds it smuta. Mitziyasa, the middle case, that's the case of nofel shel truma tchila, that first the sourdough of truma fell in. Mitziyasa nami, heshbiach v'psoi pogam, divri hakolosa. And what teaches this chiddush? So in the case where first the truma fell in, and then a second dosage of sourdough of chulin fell in, that everybody agrees it's also, even though it's pagam now. That when you first threw in the sourdough of truma, it was a shvach. It started to make the dough right. But now when you throw a second dosage of sourdough, it makes it too sour. So both sourdoughs together are like ruining this dough. That's the chiddush, that since at the beginning, when the truma came in, it was l'shvach, it was alone, even though later yet a second dosage of chulin still remains also. Because he clearly, l'shvach, v'yachakach l'vgam, is also according to everybody. Like we said, that's why we pass like that. That if it's shvach at the beginning, and then it becomes l'vgam, the yisr does not go off. It still remains also. And the svar could be is like this. The svar could be is that once the tam came in and made it also, so it's like nasa nevela. It's like the chepsa, the piece now, becomes iso. So when the piece itself becomes also, it's not only because of the tam. It's like the piece itself became also. Now will only become muta if it gets so ruined that it's ain't ruil achilas adam. We're always talking about now that a person could eat it. It's only a question, it doesn't taste so good. So now the Talmud of Gam will not make it mutter anymore. Therefore, since Mikur was l'shvach, it's again like Nasa Nevelo, the Chefza became Osa, so it remains Osa. That's the Chiddush of the Mitziyosa. Yeah. El Reisha Lomli. What do I need the Reisha for? Hashdu Ma Seifa. To Loiko Meshabea Klal. After Rabbonin, Rameya said it's Osa. Where it's begam Mikuro. So Reisha to Komash Biach. Mi boy, reisha where it's a shvach mikaro, pshita it's also according to Rabbi Meir. For what purpose do I need the reisha? What is the reisha teaching me? That when they fell in b'vasachas, in the case when they fell in b'vasachas, what do I need the reisha for? So Mora says, Am Rabaya, reisha le Rabbi Shimon itzrach. The chiddush of the reisha is according to Rabbi Shimon. Vochi kom alei, Rabbonu Rabbi Shimon. This is the way the Rabbonu say back to Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon is the one that says tam l'vgam is mutter. That's a chiddush, even though it's
l'shvach mikora, like we'll soon see, because since they both fall in together, when they first fall in, they're only making the shvach to make it become better. So therefore, I would have thought to say that it's also kamashlon, still it's mutter, and like this again. How come the rabban Rav Shimon? Really, this dough would have taken 2 hours to rise. Mi gorem alei shetachmet v'shvachas. Who caused it to rise after 1 hour? Isn't the fact that you had so much sourdough there right now? So it comes out the first hour that the sourdough was there, both the truma and the chulin, to make it rise. So it should come out that lechitchila it's leshvach, and later after it rises too much, then it's lefgam. So with the Rabbanu asked Rav Shimon, shouldn't it be also over here? You should also agree. And the Gemara answers back, Rabbi Shimon says no. Kishesh bichu, shneyem bichu. When the first hour, when they both make it rise, both are making it rise together. And kishepogmu, after the first hour, shneyem pogmu, both together is doing the job. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it remains mutter. So Gemara is still though, but Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, why? Why is it mutter? Litzaref heta v'yisa behadi adodi v'lisasur. Let's say the first hour again, since when the truma first falls in, that truma really is b'mishabeach. Right now it's making it good. It's both together, true. It's the chulin and the truma. But the chur both together is working together now, so why isn't it also? Let it be considered the case of lechetchilo was l'shvach or l'psoi pogmoi. Like, what do I care if they're both working together? Was Rabbi Shimon answering back and saying, they're both working together, that's why it's mutter. So what if they both work together? But l'mais is the truma that's helping along at the beginning. So when the truma first fell in, it was l'shvach. So it should be also. Why does Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter?
Here, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. In this case, there'll be mutter. Of course, together, like Zebazeh Gorm, that's mutter. That's the chiz, according to Rabbi Shimon. But even though the first hour was better, but the zeb is a gurim, therefore it's mutter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon Geshbichel, Shneim Shichel, somebody who's going to talk to the Pogam, right? Now, for tomorrow, Rabbi Shimon, let's starve Heta, Vyisa, Bahadi, Adodiv, let's just serve. But still the question is, like we're asking now, the Gemara asked this question. The Chura, true, they're doing it together. It's the Yisra and the Heta together, making it rise. Very good. Let them both be mitzarev. Let's say this first hour, true, it's not only the chulin that's causing it to rise, it's also the truma that's causing it to rise. But so what? You have two factors now causing it to rise. So there is some shvach right now. So it comes out the sourdough of truma is you're putting a gain. It's the shvach. Right now that's causing it to become to rise faster. True, it's not done by itself, it's done together. So what? Let them starve. If Shimon let starve, het to be Dodi. Listen, sir. Samar says no. Rabbi Shimon, the time Shimon goes according to his own reasoning. The time, Tiyomar, afilu issa v'yissa nami lem starfi. Shimon knows no. You're not starf two different things. And the chiddush, even issa v'yissa, you can't put together. When you want to make something also, you need a shear of one issa. But if you have a chatzi shear of this issa and a chatzi shear of another issa, don't put the two together. Together, like Zev is their gurim, each one separately does not put in the air, they both become bottle. So, pshita, when you have a chatzi isra and a chatzi heter, pshita, the isra is not so, it's bottle to the heter. What's his machlekis? That now we learn like, ha'orlam of the first 3 years, orlam, ukla akarim, is grown in the vegetable, they grow the vegetable vineyards, mitstarfin. The chatzi kezayis or a chatzi tam of orla and a chatzi kezayis of let's say you have one grape that just is the first 3 years is grown. Then you have another grape, that's here grape, the vine, but you have vegetables planted next to the vine, so the grapes become osa. Both of these two grapes are osa. Just one has the yisra orla, one has the yisra klakaren. Together these two grapes fall into a food, and together it gives taste. But each grape by itself, you wouldn't taste it in the food. So the shalom is the jirasra or not. The Tanakh Kama says, yes, mitstarfin. That even though each one by itself you would not taste here, it would be bottle b'roiv, but together you taste wine, grape juice, in this food, it's also. Rabbi Shimon, I'm in no way mitstarfin. Tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not mitstarfin. Since each grape by itself has a different issa to it, and each grape by itself would be bottle b'roiv, so l'maisa, this food, do you taste klal kerem? No. There's only one grape of klal kerem. That one grape is bottle, you don't taste the tam. Do you taste Orla? No. Orla, the one grape by itself, Orla will also be bottled. Even though the Meister together, you're tasting some wine in this food, that's why Shimon Shita, it's not Mitzarev. You look at each one separately, and each one doesn't have enough of a taste, it's bottled. So Shita, according to Rabbi Shimon, is even better than Zev, the Gurim. According to Rabbi Shimon, if each one by itself does not put an Issa to it, it remains Mutas. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be a case? Achboro denofa lechavita de shichro. What's going to be if a mouse fell into beer? You had a whole barrel of beer here. The mouse fell into the beer, couldn't get out, couldn't swim out, and he died there. So, Asrei Rav Lahu Shichur. Rav says that beer is also. The Torah has asked the question, of course, it's cold beer usually. You don't have hot beer, usually you have cold beer. So we know something's cold, if Issa falls into it, pick it up and throw it out, that's all. So what's the problem here? So he says, you have to say the mouse went to sleep there overnight. And he stayed there for 24 hours. So the mouse couldn't get out and he was there for 24 hours. That's the luck of something stays and soaks in water for 24 hours. Kibush is kumavushal dummy. If it just soaks there, it's kumavushal. So the kid said this mouse got like cooked up in the beer. So now you have a taste of mouse, it's beer mouse. You have taste of a mouse in the beer. So Rav says the beer is also the drink. So now they'll drink this beer. So that was Rav's psak. As for Rav Lushikra. Amru Rabbonus, Rabbonus said over, Kaimi the Rav Sheshes. That they said over from the Sheshes, let's understand, why did Rav say? The Chura, I would say it's Mutta. Because do you enjoy tasting a mouse? Yeah. No. The Chura, the mouse only ruins the taste of the beer. I would like my beer without the mouse there. The Chura, the mouse is only ruining it. It's Tam of Gam. And now all Sugi is Tam of Gam is Mutta. So why did Rav say it's Asa? So, Neima, maybe you're going to tell me, Sovar, Rav, that Rav holds, nice and Tam of Gam. Levgam is also, like, is that the reason why Rav said it's also, he holds it's also, and then Lechur, we shouldn't paskin like this. Oh, my Leira Sheshis, no. The Alma all over, Sova Rav, Rav will also agree to the Psak, that Noisin Tam Levgam Mutta. All over, Rav agrees, Noisin Tam Levgam is Mutta. Fihoch, over here, a mouse is different. Why is the mouse different? Because chidishu, the cloud that a mouse should be yosatid is a chidish. Why? The mimis mimayis. It's disgusting anyway. Nobody enjoys deep mouses. Mouse, nobody likes deep. Obedili instrument anyway, people don't eat mouses. So really the Torah didn't have to say it's also teed a mouse. A mouse nobody enjoys teed anyway. Anyway, still, still the Torah says no, there's a law. You're not allowed to cook up or roast a mouse and eat the roasted mouse. You're not allowed to eat it. So why do I see it? It's a chiddush. Silkach, from this chiddush I learn out, noisen tam levgam nami yosa, that even in a case when this mouse gets stuck in beer and the taste comes into the beer, even though the taste ruins the beer, and even though usually all over when it ruins the taste it's mutter, here it remains also, because since the actual chefs of the mouse itself when it starts out really is lufgam, it's unedible, it's ain't a rule achila, that really a mouse should be mutter. Elamah, the Torah said a special law here, a special chiddush, that a mouse remains also. In the chiddush that a mouse itself is off, it also says that if it gives off taste into something else, even though it ruins it, still it remains also. So it's a special chiddush by a mouse, by the shrotzim, that's not edible by itself. When the tam comes off, it asks the tam remains also. For the Morel Meyatev, so you want to tell me, the tam elach biyovish. All right, we'll stop here.
Hello. Do you have a whole... You're holding up some chesem a base. In the middle of the Shiloh that Rav Paskin, that if a mouse falls into beer and stays there overnight, so the beer is awesome. That was Rav Psach. The Shiloh was, why is the beer awesome? Lechura, a mouse is nice and tam lufgam, it gives the bad taste into the beer. So why is the mutter? First we wanted to say, why is it awesome? First we want to say, maybe hold, because a mouse, a sheret is a chiddush. That really a mouse by itself is mimis. A mouse by itself is not edible. And still the Torah says it's also teed a mouse, the shrotzim or also teed. So it must be when the Torah said it's also teed a sheret, even the term that comes out of the sheret is also also. Maybe because it's a chiddush. This the Gemara says, on 10 lines down from the bottom, Omalei Rabbanu Rasheshes, Rabbanu Tabet Rasheshes, Elu Meyatis So, Litame Lach V'yavish. If you're telling me now that a sheret, like a mouse, an afro is a chiddush, that it's also, because really since it's not edible, it should be mutam, says so, when you have a dead sheret, it's mitame. We know it's only mitame when it's lach, when it's still fresh. When it dries up completely, it has no tumor. So he asks the question, if you tell me it's a chiddushu, so what's the difference whether it's lach or whether it's yavish? In both places it should be tame. Elamayato tame lach v'yavish. Alomatran Hakamalot the Mishnah Nidor Mitamim Lachin Vien Mitamim Veshim. That a sheret, a dead sheret, is only mitam if you touch it when it's still fresh, when it's lach, and not when it's dried up. So it has to be roi, Mr. Havmiel has roi to be eaten. So it has to be roi to be eaten. You're telling me now a sheret anyway is not roi. So why don't you say it's a chiddush? So Marcel, that's not a question. Well, the time, according to your reasoning, Shichva Zera. That is also an afat tumah of shichva zera. The zera that comes out of the person, if somebody touches it, he becomes tummy, it's an afat tumah. Still, the yain mitamim yaveshim, and when it dries up and you touch it, it's not mitam to you. So a time, according to you, could ask the question, a shichva zera, to tam milach biyavish. That shichva zera also is not roi to be used. It's not roi to be eaten. And still you see, so according to you, it should be tummy, even if it's dried up. Allah Matsnan, how come we learned also over there that mitamim lachin, v'yein mitamim yiveshim? You see, there's a special loch even by Shichva Zera, that it's only mitam when it's still wet and not when it's dried up. You see, even though the thing is a chiddush, it's not roi to be used, still that's part of the chiddush, it's only when it's lach and not when it's yavish. And what's the reason why? Some more explains why. Elamai Yislachumayim, what do you have to say? That Shichva Zera Merachmona. The Torah says there's an av hatum of shichva zera. What's called shichva zera? Beruya liazriya. This is the seed that's roi to mazriya, the wife. So it has to be wet when it's roi to be used, when it's roi liazriya. But after 3 days, after that already, it's not roi liazriya to fertilize your wife. So therefore, it's not tamei. To tell you hachinam here also, by shirotzen, the posuk says, b'maisam omarachmono. It's only mitama when it's dead, means just like when it first died. That means kein meisim. It has to be like it just died.
meaning it's still a little bit fresh, a little bit lach. But once it dries up completely, it's not considered tain meisam. That's the part of the gzeiras hakosev that asher it's not metama. Rakoponim, you have no. Yeah. So it's still that could be pshat rav. But the reason why Rav says the akbar when it falls into the beer, the beer is also because it's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that bechlau it's also. So if when this chiddush is that the tam that comes off the akbar is also also. Maskev lo Rav Simi min Adoy. He asked the question, oh, me moyis, who said this akbar, who said the mouth is so meis, is so disgusting, like you're saying, it's a chiddush that the Torah said it's also, nobody would eat it. Even the goyim stay away from it, is that true? Well, I don't know what kind of mouse it was, but at least their mouse is, the kings used to eat it. Used to be good breakfast. You'll eat a roasted mouse. So what are you telling me now that mouses are meis? It's a chiddushu. And that's why Rav says it's a chiddush. Even though it's a tamlev gam, it's also, it's not a tamlev gam. They come up on the king's tables also to eat them. So my answer is, Omro simi min adoy, lakasha, no kasha. Ho b'da davro, ho b'da masa. One's a wild one. A wild mouse, that's not edible, that's not oila shukha shamlochim. And that's what's done the case here, the Rav's mouth. That Rav's mouth that's going to the beer was the wild one. But ho b'da... The opposite. Well, first, ho b'da davro, that's no good. But ho b'da masa, right, the second one, b'da masa, a domestic one that lives at home, and that's good, and that's oila shukha shamlochim. Rashi says, akva shukha... No, you're right. Right. Hoda davra means the wild one, right. The wild one, that's okay. That's why la shukas shamalachim, right? But hoba the mosom, the domestic one that stays at home, he's moist. It's nice to get used to him. You see a mouse around, well, oh, we don't want to eat him no more. The one you don't see once in the year, he's okay. But the one that's around you all the time, bothering you the whole day, him you don't want to see. The kids, there are two different type of mouses. There's a hamisha mouse that you can't take, that's meis. And then there's one out in the forest, he doesn't bother you. He's Ayla Shukha Shemlachim. Okay. Omar Rav still says, though, Hilchasa, the locker is, Noisin Tamlev Gam is Mutter. That usually, if a taste comes into food, and it ruins the taste, it only makes it worse, it becomes Mutter. But the Yagvara Beshichra, that Rav Paschen of this mouse, falls into the beer and stays overnight, that the beer becomes also lo yadana my time of the Rav. I'm not sure exactly what was the reasoning of Rav. One of two ways. Imi shumizu because the Ksav, he argues in my Pesach and he holds Noisim Tamlev Gam is also. And then if that would be Rav's time, then v'les Hilchos HaKavosei, we would not paskin like Rav. Then the beer would be Mutter. Because we paskin alochom, Noisim Tamlev Gam is Mutter. If the taste coming off into this beer from the mouth is a bad taste, it's mutter, it's bottle barayv, it's mutter. So if that would be the reason of Rav, then we'd say the beer is mutter. But the other reason I'm specific about this, im mishum, the kesava, maybe Rav holds, noisin tam levgam mutter. Really, all over a bad taste is mutter. But Rav holds, v'yagbora v'shichra, ashbuchim mishabeich. Maybe Rav holds, no, it gives off a good taste for some reason. This mouth, a mouth gives off a good taste, that's why Rav said it was also. Mm-hmm. And if that's the reasoning, then it would be also. So the nice, if ever happens, you have to have somebody taste it for you and see how it tastes. If it doesn't taste so good, then it'll be mutter. But if it made it taste super duper, it's a super duper beer now, then it'll be also taka. Then it'll be the taste of the mouth that's making this beer good, that would be also. E. Boilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be nofa la goycha?